This is a big year for aviation history buffs. It marks the centennial of the Wright brothers' first powered flight at Kitty Hawk. For most Americans, it goes without saying that the Wright brothers invented the airplane, but that's not the way history is told everywhere else in the world. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
One of the most spectacular places to take off in a commercial jet is Rio de Janeiro's downtown airport. The short runway is built out into the bay, and passengers are treated to an up-close aerial tour of Rio's beaches as the pilots maneuver around Sugarloaf Mountain. This airport is named for Alberto Santos Dumont. Who was he? Just go to the information desk and ask Maria Regina. It's because Santos Dumont was the father of aviation. He invented the airplane, Regina says. Ask any Brazilian to name the inventor of the airplane, and you'll get the same answer. Santos Dumont, the son of a wealthy Brazilian coffee planter who moved to France in the late 19th century to pursue his dream of building a flying machine. In 1906, a short flight in his 14B's airplane won him the Aero Club of France's prize for the first public demonstration of manned flight in a heavier-than-air flying machine. To this day, Brazilians see that prize as official recognition of the world's first flight, even though it was nearly 3 years after Kitty Hawk. Henrique Lins de Barros is a Brazilian physics professor who's written widely about Santos Dumont.
Eu não ponho em dúvida o fato...
I don't doubt the fact that on December 17, 1903, the Wright brothers' flyer made a flight under the conditions they described, Lins de Barros says. But he says the conditions were such that what happened at Kitty Hawk should not qualify as a real airplane flight. He says the Wrights took advantage of gusts of wind to take off, and he points out their use of a catapult to launch later models, something he says suggests that the flyer design could not reliably get off the ground under its own power.
It's utterly preposterous.
Peter Jacob is chairman of the Aeronautics Division at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington. He says the Wright brothers' use of a catapult is not an issue.
They begin to use the catapult device in late 1905 in order to give momentum to the aircraft to take off when they had slack winds or in confined spaces. But this is an aircraft that can stay up for more than 30 minutes. It's clearly sustaining itself. A catapult momentum is not going to sustain a flying aircraft for half an hour.
To Brazilian scholars such as Lins de Barros, this is a good example of Americans changing the rules after the fact in the service of a patriotic view of history. Lins de Barros says at the turn of the century, the definition of powered flight meant that the plane had to take off reliably without an external push. He says Santos Dumont did that in 1906 in public, which is why he won the Aero Club Prize, as well as the recognition at the time of the Fédération Internationale Aéronautique, which keeps aviation records. These days, the Switzerland-based FAI tries to be diplomatic. Spokesman Jean-Marc Badin.
There is no, there is no polemic here about who did the first flight, if it was Wright brothers or in France or and so on. So we don't talk about that.
In Washington, Peter Jacob laments the Brazilians' combative attitude, which he says does a disservice to Santos Dumont, one of the more interesting figures in the history of aviation.
He had an apartment on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, and he would land his airship on the Champs-Élysées and, you know, have coffee on his balcony and so forth. He had some interesting personality quirks. He would suspend his dining table from the ceiling in his apartment and eat high in the room like that to have the sensation of being in flight when he was eating. So he was a very interesting, charismatic fellow. He brought credibility to aeronautics. He brought attention to it in a very positive way, and that's his legacy.
But kind words aren't enough for the Brazilians. They're making their own plans to commemorate a century of flight in 2006. And local magazines have published sarcastic articles about the Americans' patriotic blindness to the true father of aviation. Back at Santos Dumont's namesake airport, professional soccer referee Carlos Simon pauses for a shoe shine underneath a mural of the Brazilian aviator. He made the first flight. It's a Brazilian invention, one of the few inventions we have, besides the world's best soccer, Simon says. And they want to take even this away from us. Santos Dumont has the merits. He's the real inventor of the airplane, he says, and ends the discussion right there. For Americans trying to make polite conversation with Brazilians, it might be best just to steer clear of the whole topic. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.